B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. Well, you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is odd, having to give credit to baseball for doing some really good planning for the future. They got a new deal done with their players. They hammered out a deal for how things will progress here in 2020 and into the future. To give you some of the highlights of this, Major League Baseball will pay players out of a fund with $170 million in it for the first 2 months of the season, whether or not the games are being played. Players have agreed that they will not be suing the league for lost wages at any point. So the players will not be suing Major League Baseball for losing money this season, which they now will do. A big concern of the players was service time. Will service time still count? And the answer for that is yes. They have agreed to give out the service time despite games being played, not being played. It won't impact service time, which means Mookie Betts could potentially play very few games or no games at all and still hit free agency.
Should not be able allowed to do that. Should have to be able to play. That team made the trade for him, so you should at least get him for what he's on the books for or what he's accounted for. If some unforeseen thing cancels your season, you should be able to press the reset and go right back to what the standards were prior to the start of that season that got canceled. I'd be rooting for the Dodgers on this. Oh. Mookie Betts should not in free agency.
There's a team guy, not a player guy.
I don't agree with that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now. Sports talk. Well, you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is odd, having to give credit to baseball for doing some really good planning for the future. They got a new deal done with their players. They hammered out a deal for how things will progress here in 2020 and into the future. To give you some of the highlights of this, Major League Baseball will pay players out of a fund with $170 million in it for the first 2 months of the season, whether or not the games are being played. Players have agreed that they will not be suing the league for lost wages at any point. So the players will not be suing Major League Baseball for losing money this season, which they now will do. A big concern of the players was service time. Will service time still count? And the answer for that is yes. They have agreed to give out the service time despite games being played, not being played. It won't impact service time, which means Mookie Betts could potentially play very few games or no games at all and still hit free agency.
Should not be able allowed to do that. Should have to be able to play. That team made the trade for him, so you should at least get him for what he's on the books for or what he's accounted for. If some unforeseen thing cancels your season, you should be able to press the reset and go right back to what the standards were prior to the start of that season that got canceled. I'd be rooting for the Dodgers on this. Oh. Mookie Betts should not in free agency.
There's a team guy, not a player guy.
I don't agree with that.
Not a player's rights guy.
You don't agree with what?
Here's the deal, right? They want to get a season done. They want to have a season. So why don't you play your games, your 100 games or whatever it is. You play it out, you try to win a championship, and boom, then you become a free agent.
What if the season's 60 games?
He should be allowed to hit free agency. I'm saying if it's completely canceled, Beetle. If they cancel the season and you don't get one at bat from him, but yet you made this big trade for him, You need to reset.
See, I think the thing
going to next year is if it was this year.
I think the thing you're forgetting is that age plays a major factor in sports contracts.
I agree with that.
And so that's a real world thing that you can't stop. Can't stop time, dude.
Yeah.
Can't stop time.
Yeah. And what other guys who signed Bryce Harper's not going to get his whatever it is million dollars.
So
hold on.
So say they have say they don't play football this year, and say this thing just keeps rolling. Does that count 1 year, $25 million for Tom Brady down
in
Tampa?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's crazy.
I don't know how they're going to pay it.
I don't think they're going to pay it out. And that's the other thing. So,
I don't care how they pay the stuff.
These guys aren't going to get paid.
Right.
So if you're not paying on the contract, you're going to make a concession elsewhere. And for this, it's, we'll still give you your service time. So,
I just think it's bad optics. Yeah.
Well, if you're not if they were getting, paid and their full salary, and then they I don't know. I guess there could be another way around. But it seems the easiest and cleanest way to do it, that the year still counts for your service time. That's what they've negotiated. They will not be paying players.
Like a billion owners. Let that take care of them. So this is all the calls we get, people complaining about people not getting paid. So these billionaires should be paying for them.
But just that
the baseball TV contracts, my God.
That item. Yeah, you're going to get all your service time, even if no games are played. Tells you that report we read the other day with one baseball executive who told Tim Brown at Yahoo Sports that if you're talking to people in baseball who are not admitting that a full season cancellation is on the table, take them out of your Rolodex because they obviously don't know what they're talking about. That was the gist of what the source told Tim Brown, who said a full season cancellation is absolutely a possibility and is in play. So that doesn't mean they want that to happen. I think they're going to try and avoid that at all costs.
Yeah.
They're going to try and figure out a way to get a season done. But I look at some of the plans they've made, and I got to say, it's very thorough, that they've planned that the draft will happen no later than July 20th. It will be abbreviated. It will only be 5 rounds. MLB has the right to currently increase the rounds up to 10. And bonuses for all undrafted players are capped at $20,000. Right. They've thought about that, but they've also gone into the future years. They can shorten the 2021 draft to 20 rounds. They are allowed to push back the 2021-22 international signing period. And just those long-term views from baseball tell me, one, they are apparently best prepared for the coming future in their sport over the next couple of years, more so than the other sports as of right now. And two, they fully understand that they may miss a season here, that's a possibility. And I think that's scary, but I also think that at least they're doing their due diligence in prepping for all the possibilities. To have all this stuff already worked out with their players, I'm sort of impressed by baseball, by players and leagues, the league and the owners and everybody involved. Tony Clark.
You got to be proactive. Manfred. You got to have goals. Yep, you need some direction. And I don't blame them for trying to progress things to maybe May, June here, and let's try and have some sort of a plan of attack instead of just sitting on our hands all day. You getting anything from the NHL?
No.
They're quiet, right? Nothing.
No, nothing.
It just seems like they're just like, it's not going to happen.
And I'll just say this. It's funny how yesterday the memo from the NFL comes out. There's going to be a draft on this day.
We're doing it.
Yeah, and then Major League Baseball's like, we want to have a season, so let's get something together today.
Right.
With the draft stuff, though, the 5 rounds, Beetle, I don't love that. I hope it does go up to 10. I mean, there's been guys drafted in the late rounds who've been very successful in Major League Baseball. Not to mention some people don't get to make it to the pros and they get those signing bonuses up front. So that could be a shock for a lot of, whether it's high school kids or college kids. It could affect a lot of people there. But for the most part, though, I like how they at least want to have a season. But the service time thing is interesting. Like in football, I think if there was no football this year, it should be credited as service time. With baseball, same thing. If they play 20 games and Mookie Betts is on the Dodgers for 20 games, they made that trade knowing that anything could have happened and everything was guaranteed. So I do think it should be worth at least that year of service time.
One person is disagreeing with it. It's Scott Boras, who says it's wrong for draft picks to take a 3.5% pay cut, saying, quote, "It's unconscionable in this climate to change negotiated CBA provisions and reduce the agreed-upon bonus schedule due to players." What climate would he believe is appropriate, I wonder?
I don't know.
For 3.5%.
He must have been there during war times. Like, he was probably, he goes all the way back to the recessions we've had or the Great Depression. Maybe he lived during the Great Depression, and he thought that was a hell of a lot worse.
John Heyman, former guest of this show. Remember those days, though?
Gun to the head. God. One of the worst interviews we've ever done.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Heyman says on Twitter, he's got some inside info on what is going on in baseball, saying that there will be consideration given to a staggered start, which is to start in some places, delayed in others, or moving games depending on hot spots or local orders. Meaning, one obvious current hot spot with coronavirus is New York City. An example early game could be moved to Florida or spring sites like Marlins Park or as he said, everything's on the table. They go to spring training parks. They could go to places that it's not as much of a hot spot. All of these things are on the table. Best case would be to start in late May. The hope in the league is still for about 140 games. The season would go into mid-October. And then the changes would add games to include doubleheaders, fewer off days, and expanded rosters. The playoffs and World Series would happen late October, well into November. That would happen, as we talked about yesterday, as Heyman says, neutral site, warmer weather. All for the World Series on the table. May depend on whether cold climate teams make the World Series. Obvious examples would be Minnesota, Milwaukee, Chicago, Boston. Again, everything on the table. He says that is all in the mix, but right now their best hope and best case scenario is 140 games. I think they are dreaming if they think they're going to get 140 games in this season. I don't see it happening for baseball.
I don't either.
A lot of doubleheaders.
And expanded rosters to help take on the workload.
Those will be fun long days at the ballpark for those guys.
Yeah.
Jesus.
19 off days a year. That's all they get. 617-779-0985. Mitchell and Swansea on the Tiger King. Mitchell.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
What's up, Mitch?
First time caller. Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
I'm also, I think you guys are being a little rough on my boy Joe Exotic, self-proclaimed leader of his fan club. I'm actually.
Hold on.
The man.
Say that again, Mitchell. You're the leader of the fan club?
I'm the self-proclaimed leader of the fan club.
Okay, all right.
I'm leading a mission to exonerate the man. I think he's in jail on some trumped-up charges. Carol Baskin's to blame for definitely sports not being on anymore. And anything else wrong that's going on, it's Carol Baskin's behind it. I have an appointment next week to get an eyebrow ring. That's how dedicated I am.
How about your ear? Do you have like those
piercing,
five?
You mean?
Do you have those five rings in your ear?
I got a bunch of rings. I got a bunch of rings already. I'm going to add two more, so they got the five.
How about the Prince Albert? Do you have that? That's something that Joe revealed. And he's
I don't have any husbands, but I'm going to tell you right now, to play with Tiger Clubs, you buy me a new truck and an AR-15 that I can blow some stuff up with, I'll call you daddy.
I'd like to shoot guns at Joe.
I'll tell you what, Mitch would fit right in down there because that's exactly what happened with the couple of guys that he married.
Well, I mean, you know, Tom Brady Sr. hasn't really been to Florida much. I'd tell them, hey, take the grandkids and go check out these lion parks down here in Tampa. It seems really cool. Jesus.
How about the padlocks on the wall?
That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird. That was a little weird.
Yeah, I'm looking at all these locks. They have those flip-down handles, like, to close the gate, and then they usually, like, wind a metal chain through there, or an iron chain. And then they put a lock on it. All you need is some wacko in the middle of the night to come by with bolt cutters and open those gates and turn those suckers loose. And then you got a problem like hell up in damn Ohio. How about that one, Murray, up in Ohio when they had to kill those tigers? It went on a loose. Whew, four baboons. Wasn't the baboon in Connecticut about a couple of years ago that ate that woman's face?
It was probably about 10 years ago or more now. But
was that long ago?
Do you think they put something in his shoes to make the tiger?
No, I don't buy that story at all. The same way I don't believe that someone actually set fire to his studio.
Yeah.
Because they didn't like him. But how about Jeff Lowe, though, bringing the Tiger Cubs out to Vegas to the hotels, put in suitcases?
An exotic party bus?
Actually, I didn't think that was a bad idea. I heard that and I go, that is something you would see in Vegas. That is something Vegas would have. I'm not surprised. I think his marketing was probably not great, and that should have taken off. Joe, that idea was a winner. The execution was a loser, but the idea was a winner. We'll get back to your calls, 617-779-0985 on the Major League Baseball season. any of your Patriots thoughts. Belichick, Brady is still on the table, of course. We'll do all of that coming up next.
You buy me a new truck and an AR-15 that I can blow some stuff up with, I'll call you daddy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You make me feel like...
Picture this, man. Big, sexy Jim Lau dancing to this.
That would be corporate Jim.
Oh, yeah. Corporate Jim now.
Ooh. Hey, I heard he's back with us on Monday. Is that true?
I heard he's on the show all week next week.
No way!
That's what I heard. All little right. Birdie told me that.
Don't look so happy.
You've been doing a fine job, Tom.
Been doing a great job, T-Bone. We just missed Jim. That's all.
You've held the fort down here. No, we miss Jim. We don't miss corporate Jim.
Right. Missed the real Jim Lowe.
The real Jim. I had a question for him like a couple days ago. I called him, and he gave me that corporate speak.
he's already that guy.
No comment.
I said, I brought you into this world, okay? I could take you out.
I love Jim Lowe.
I'll you in, I'll take you out.
Great guy. Text me when he needs me. The nice guy.
Well, he's doing schedules now, sure.
The best. Right. He's the best.
The best ability availability, though.
I bet that guy, with his attention to detail, not once will a schedule ever get effed up. Mm-hmm. No way.
617-779-0985. Bob in Londonderry on the, it says, future of sports here.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
What's up?
What's up, Bob?
Hey, I was just wondering. I know I'm stretching this out, but what happens if these sports don't come back? Even like baseball, that wasn't in the best shape to begin with. What's going to happen if it turns out they just don't play till further notice?
Well, when you say further notice, how much time are you talking?
I'm just being a kind of optimist.
Say next year.
Next year, and how about if it even doesn't happen then? Because this goes from bad to worse.
No, I mean, yes, of course, right? If things get worse.
Worst case scenario.
Right. Then, of course, they could shut down for multiple years if it gets really, really bad.
All right. So
I think our hope is that will not become the case, but
yeah,
it could happen. I don't think they're going out of business if that's what you're thinking.
So the four big sports, who does it hurt the worst?
Hockey.
I think hockey gets hurt the most.
It just seems like hockey just doesn't have that type of revenue, that type of expansive fan base. Like it's such a niche fan type sport. I'm not ripping hockey fans. I'm not. But you guys are different. You know, and their inability to, you know, float those type of salaries and that money and you just don't have the TV deals. That like baseball's got the TV deal, man.
Right.
You know, football rakes with the network.
So does the NBA. The NBA, yeah. Major League Baseball,
yep.
And NFL have massive national TV contracts, and they all do pretty well in locally as well, whether it be the Celtics or the Red Sox when it comes to their regional networks.
Yeah.
NFL obviously doesn't have that model, but still, those leagues do a lot more in revenue than the NHL does. The NHL is a distant fourth in revenue in the four major American sports. So, I think last year the NHL was somewhere around $4.4 billion, and the NFL was up over $13.
Huh.
So, it gives you an idea of sort of the difference.
But to the caller's question, I think they will play sports again. It's just, you know, people at the games, right? I mean, that's probably one thing, and then that hurts ownership and money and things of that degree. But the NHL, if they have issues here, they're going to probably have to contract some teams.
So the NHL has expansion coming, too. I don't know. What would contraction really do for them?
I mean, do they need a team in Arizona?
No. But they haven't needed a team in Arizona for years. I don't know that contraction is going to solve their problems. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to make things any better for them.
Yeah.
But it's
going to be the same.
What's that?
I think it would be the same. I don't think it would improve or
I think
or
the quality dissipate. Of the sport would get better if they'd stop expanding.
Yes.
I think that applies universally to every sport. If you have fewer teams, you're going to have better league. Level of play will get better. Tim and Quincy, Tim.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm a little bit more positive on the outcome. I'm pretty sure we'll be back to business in a couple months. I just wanted to call about the Patriots on their draft. Do you think Belichick is going to address wide receiver and tight end in this draft? Because as a team constitutes right now, I can't see him winning more than 6-7 games.
Yeah, and I see Ben Volen had that tweet this morning, too. Like, oh, Patriots are in a rebuild because they weren't in on Eric Ebron. Ebron went, I think, what, 2 years, $12 million? Patriots could have done that type of deal. We talked about this the other day, rebuilding the tight end position. You know, going back to the days when running backs were there with Stephen Ridley, Shane Vereen, all the way back to Ben Watson, Daniel Graham. They did it with Gronk and Hernandez. I could see them resetting, rebooting at the tight end position through the draft. I don't think it's going to be a lineman. I don't think it's going to be a receiver. You went Sony Michel, you went Isaiah Wynn, you went N'Keal Harry. They've done too much at receiver. I think he's got to flip and go defense this year.
So Lee and Quincy is on the line. Lee, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
You sound good. You sound somewhat there. We got your emails.
Yeah, I feel a little better. I think I'm making a corner right now. They have me on prednisone and some antibiotics and stuff because I was getting some kind of lung infection. I don't know.
So we haven't told anybody, but Lee and Quincy has coronavirus. And
I do.
When did you first come down with the symptoms?
I think I'm on like day 6 right now, day 7. I started feeling nausea last week and. Honestly, we cleaned out my garage, and I thought it was, like, the dust in the garage. And I was having, like, you know, burning when I was breathing. And then I got a fever, and then it just got worse and worse. And then, it was really bad. Like, I couldn't walk for, like, a day. It's just scary. It's just really scary because it's been so unpredictable. Like,
yeah.
You're fine, and then all of a sudden you like feel like you're like, oh, I don't know if I can breathe right now. You know, it's just weird.
I had Lyme disease, as you know, when you listen to the show, and every once you know, I'll get certain aches and you know feel different, or you get the pet sweats. Then every little, I think ache and pain you get or fever, where you're like, you're thinking now, oh God, it's got to be coronavirus.
Well, that's just it. You're like, what's next? Like you don't know what's
cold.
Next.
Beetle was so, sick.
Yeah. Right, but you just and it's weird. Like Beetle, I know I messaged you. I completely lost my sense of smell, 100%.
That is real like, with this now, they're saying, huh?
So you told me
unreal.
You put vinegar right to your nose and you couldn't smell
it. Because I was like, I opened a can of soup and I was like, I smelled it and I'm like, I can't smell it. Maybe it's bad. Maybe it's old. So I opened up another can of soup and I'm like, this one, I can't smell this one either. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute, I don't think I can smell anything. So I opened a bottle of red wine vinegar and I stuck it up to my nose and like my nose burned like from sniffing it in, but I couldn't smell it.
Wow, that's weird. That it has to be weird.
It's very off-putting. Like it is a very strange feeling.
Has it come back or no? It's still no sense.
No. I hope it does. I mean, I hope it eventually does. I can still taste things, but just not as strong. Like I know some people are losing their sense of taste too. And they're saying if you do lose your sense of smell out of nowhere and you have no other symptoms, that's like a symptom. So to kind of, if you were to get tested or just to kind of report that.
Like a precursor.
Yeah, or even some people are just completely asymptomatic.
Like, which is crazy.
Like my older son has nothing. And like we picked him up from New York City last week. So I don't know if maybe he was even like, I mean, just the subway every day. I don't know if maybe he was carrying. I don't know. Like, you'll never know where you got it from. But he's had no symptoms. And then the rest of us have fevers. My dad is the only person I'm really concerned about. My mom, too. But they live with me. And my dad had a bone marrow transplant years ago. So, like, we're still watching him. Yeah, like, he's coughing now. So we're still watching him. But it's just scary. You just want to get on the other side of it. And I will. I mean, I have it the worst out of everybody. Here, so which is fine. I'm the healthiest one, so I'll be fine. But Yeah, it's scary. I can't stress enough too. Like, people think, I think people are taking it a little more seriously now, and I think people are just getting bored and staying inside and all this other stuff, but it is no joke. Like, I've never been this sick in my whole life. I've never been this afraid in my whole life, honestly.
Wow.
Like, because you go to bed at night, and I'm like, what if I wake up and I'm, like, struggling to breathe? Like, because they say it takes, like, all of a sudden it'll just be like you can't breathe. So, you know, you don't have that
really cough stressful. Then, huh? You don't have the cough.
I do. I did. Not that dry cough. I have a very, like, my chest is congested, and I'll cough, but it's more like a wet cough. Must be gross. But, like, that was why I called my doctor, because there was some stuff in there that
you're like Ken from
Lowell. Was indicative right. of infection. Like, well, she was like, listen, they just don't want me to get pneumonia. So that's why they put me on. The prednisone has made a huge difference overnight. Right. So
good.
Yeah,
I'm hoping it goes in the right direction. But I'll be fine.
We wish you the best. You know, we are always listening.
I do have
listening.
A draft.
Yeah, what
I
do you got? Let's do it.
That's what I called. Sorry. I know that they're holding the draft at the normal date, and I know there's been a warning not to push back. Like, what would be the pushback from owners? Like, they've already had the combine, haven't they? Like, don't they have all the information that they need at this point? So what would be the pushback from the owners? I'll hang up and I'll listen.
Okay,
but
Lee.
Thanks for all the support, you guys. I appreciate it.
Feel better. Feel better. Glad to hear you're feeling a little better today. The pushback from the GMs has been that they want more time for personal draft visits. That guys take. They're not getting that now. The post-combine, they invite X amount of players to come visit the facility, get to know them better.
How about medicals, too?
Medicals.
Yeah, there are guys to at least evaluate. Michael Brockers signed a deal with the Ravens. He had an ankle injury. Their doctors couldn't look at him. They ended up not doing the deal, and he's back in L.A. today.
Right. The teams want their guys, their doctors, to look at potential free agents and now, obviously, potential draft picks, too.
It's like us doing split show now. I mean, we have little idiosyncrasies that we know each other that we'll give a look, or you could tell with tone where it's not as smooth when we're split up as it is when we're all together in studio or as a full unit. People don't understand what these guys do in those buildings. Like, Nick Casario's got this massive board behind his desk, and he's got every name up that they slide on magnets. And they assemble, and they'll meet with 20 guys. You got Marty Austinfort, who runs all the college part of it. All their scouts come in. And to sit there and you're talking about this, going through this, having arguments over it. Can you do this stuff on Skype and over the phone? Yeah, it's got to be different. But I don't think it moves as quick as it does with the natural human reaction that you have in every normal line of work. You know, for you people out there working at home, it's different than going to work. You can get stuff done, but you get it done sort of differently. And I think some of these places and some of these teams aren't as highly functioning as others, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
New England's got one hell of a network, going all the way back to Pioli, to Dimitrov, to Jason Light, to the guy that's out in Detroit. The hell's his name? Running Detroit.
Oh, God, what is his name?
Quinn.
Bob Quinn. I'm sorry.
Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn. Stupid me.
Yeah, Bob Quinn. And, you know, Nick and Marty and what they do on a daily basis. You know, it is thorough. It is. It's crossing the T's, dotting the I's. Okay, hey, come in here. I want you to watch this one thing. Tell me what you think about this guy right here on 3rd and 8. How's this guy handle 3rd down sub packages? How's this guy at a 3-4 off the edge? What's this 9 technique, you know? And then Bill comes down. What are you guys looking at?
It's 9 technique, baby.
Yeah. So.
All right, so stand by. We're going to go to headlines with Joe.
Okay.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. We'll get back to your calls. Also, food concession workers at Fenway have a gripe with John Henry. We've heard so much about the Bruins in recent days. Let's hear about the Red Sox gripes and their workers at Fenway. We'll do that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
No shock, another Louth wedding song, but it applies to what we're going to talk about.
No.
Yes.
No. Come on, Beatles.
Touching hands.
Reaching out.
Touching me.
No.
Touching you. Sweet Caroline.
Out.
So good.
Out.
Murray, you didn't have this in your wedding?
Song sucks.
Thank you.
Out on this song. I hope that when everything comes back, they come back with something new.
It wasn't a bad song until the Red Sox ruined it. Really wasn't.
Right. And then you start really to overanalyze that song. Needing to find out that it's about an 8-year-old little girl.
Right, that was a little weird when that happened, too. I mean,
like Gary Glitter to think, get it off, right?
Yeah, that didn't come out until recently.
Whew.
Right?
Not good.
Yeah, but we all knew the song long before we knew anything about that.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, it could have been about anybody.
I don't know. How many games have you been to and they just gave up a 4-run lead and then everyone's in the crowd singing? Driving me nuts.
You don't have to play it every day.
That's not bad for a wedding, though. There's nothing wrong with that for a wedding.
It's like the chicken dance.
Washing hands.
Yeah.
Reaching out.
Touching me.
Don't touch me.
I won't touch you.
Sweet Caroline. Good time.
All right, I had enough of this crap.
I saw that video on Facebook the other day. Neil Diamond actually looks his age now, which I find to be a good thing.
Yeah, he looks like Fred Tucker.
He looks age appropriate. Does that make sense? He doesn't look all fake with the fake tan and the fake colored hair and the Botox. And he looks like a guy that is his age. I got to look up his age now, but he's an older guy. He looks age appropriate.
Vito, who's the guy that owns the pizza joints? Came in looking all weird and waxy. Papa John.
Right.
You seen him at the Super Bowl?
Oh, right. Yeah. He doesn't have that whole
pointy eyebrows.
He doesn't have that whole Papa John's thing going. He's got a natural look to him at the age of 79.
Dye your hair black.
79 years old. He looks like a guy who's in his 70s.
Yeah.
But, good looking guy in his 70s.
Like Felger.
Felger's in his 70s?
Felger's starting to morph into that disheveled older uncle. Yeah, you see him yesterday.
I thought Neil Diamond.
Oversized sweater.
Did you guys see that transformation yesterday of Felger online?
No.
I'll tweet that out.
No.
But it shows Felger over time.
Tweet it.
I'll tweet it out right now.
I need it like air. Thank you.
Let's go to, I got to mention this story. There's a petition now that has started, Zoe, for concessions workers at Fenway.
Okay, so they're getting ahead of this. Obviously, they have not lost any games yet.
Correct, but it would have started
unlike
next week,
hockey,
right?
Unlike the hockey people that work at TD Garden and Delaware North and all that. They would start next week, and they know they're going to lose games, so they're getting ahead of this.
They have signed. They have a petition that has begun, and it has nearly 2,000 signatures on the petition at this point in time. And so what they are asking for is Red Sox owners to support Fenway Park concessions workers, the part-time workers at Fenway, during the crisis is what they're looking for.
Uh-huh.
Teams in baseball all committed $1 million each, I believe. Problem being that the concession workers are not technically employed by the Red Sox. They are employed by Aramark. which is the food services company that is contracted at Fenway Park to do the food service work at Fenway. So they don't work directly for the Red Sox, and I'm sure the Red Sox will try and use that as their excuse not to just help out a little bit. If you're going to commit $1 million, go ahead. Spend it on the ballpark workers. You know, dole it out. But they don't technically work for the Red Sox. But there are in the long line of now arena workers across sports that are looking to their owners to chip in a little bit at this point in time. You're laughing.
Laughing at Felger's video. I can't stop looking at it. Who, is this a TikTok thing or something? Did we do this?
Julie, who TikTok works here, put that together for us.
Holy crap. All right, I'll put my phone down. Jesus.
That's pretty good. 617-779-0985. So what do you think they should do? What do you do in this spot? I say kick in some money.
You got to kick in money.
My God.
Hey, and they are hypersensitive over there, right? They've always tested the waters, or they're worried about the public reaction to things. My God, he lost sleep over street names over there. They gave David Ortiz his own bridge, his own walkway, his own alley. I mean, they are worried about how things are named and how things are looked at upon them and or by them. They got to get ahead of this one, especially with baseball meeting and starting to come around on. Well, now you actually have maybe a decent grasp on how many games we could actually attempt to squeeze in here and how you're going to actually have doubleheader days where you're going to play some games at home. We're going to need these people to work their ass off. So you better take care of them now. It's better to get ahead of this than do what's going on with the Bruins.
You know, we bring this up all the time, but the Red Sox were bought by John Henry in 2002, and he paid $380 million, which was considered an absurd price at the time. The Red Sox, according to some valuations, are worth up to $3.5 billion now.
Yeah.
Nearly, I mean, what an increase. Yeah, we're going to go nearly tenfold on what this place is worth in a matter of 18 years. I mean, I think he's done very well by owning the Red Sox. We're not talking about a lot of money here. We're not. We're really not. I don't think that if you're one of those concession workers, you can expect to be paid every dollar you would have earned at every game that you were about to work. But a little something wouldn't hurt. A little bonus check from the boss there wouldn't hurt, even if they don't directly work for him.
Yeah, it's good for morale.
Yeah, because well, you know what? When you pay $10, $11 for a beer at Fenway, who do you think is getting the profits off the huge markup on the beer? Is it the food concession company, or is it the Boston Red Sox?
Probably the Red Sox.
Yeah, it's the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
They contract out a service provider to handle the logistics of distributing and selling the food, and they get their cut for doing that work. But the profits on this stuff are the team. Mm. The team's profit on concessions. When we rip beer prices at Fenway or concessions prices or anything else at Fenway, we rip the team because we know that they are the guys who ultimately are making the most money on the sale.
Do you think
maybe people? Go ahead.
I was gonna say, do you think they've come up with a plan since the whole Jacobs thing has popped out there? Now?
Oh God, yeah, yeah.
I would not be surprised if the Red Sox act on this because I think the Red Sox are a lot more PR conscious, and I don't think the Red Sox are run by guys that are heartless. So yeah. I think that they will probably do something.
Yeah.
I saw and this plus, yesterday. I go, they'll do. I feel like the Red Sox will do the right thing and they'll do something for them. I do. I believe that.
And maybe people will be a little more lenient on you. Fans will be more lenient on you when you're going to have bad weather sweeping through and you got the damn gate open making beer money. You know, and you full well know that this sucker's going to be closed. Oh, we're a 2-hour rain delay. We still might play. Keep buying your beer. Yeah, maybe they'll be a little more lenient upon you when you do those type of days.
617-779-0985. Ken is in Lowell. We're going to talk to him coming up.
It's a treat,
and get the rest of your calls right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mm-hmm. was a rich woman. She had rich taste. She felt the blood running through her veins. She liked the life she had. She loved her big cats and the beauty of being untamed. Well, everything was fine, just as sweet as wine. But her husband went and
disappeared. It's a real treat.
Sure is.
The guy can actually sing.
But then it got a little crazy.
I question if it's him.
It's him. It's totally him.
I'm not sure it is.
I mean, this, like, if you listen to country music, he sounds like every other country music guy.
I don't think it's him. There was one song where he's in the video, I think in episode 5, where he's like taping the video for it. And I'm like, this is not him. He's not singing. Sounds nothing like him.
I don't know, dude. Does Celine Dion sound like her?
Yes.
She's totally different. She sounds, her English is perfect. When she sings, when she talks, she sounds like she's from you know, wherever.
From France.
She's Canadian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Or from Quebec, where she's from. Okay, that's on Tiger King. By the way, an update for you on Baskin-Robbins, Zoe.
Yeah.
Got an email from Jack in Wrentham who says, tell Zoe the Dunkin' across from the Dairy Queen in Foxborough is also a Baskin-Robbins. Also, the right. Dunk.
Here's the Dunkin'
in Norfolk Center has a Baskin-Robbins as well.
What a crap setup that is, okay? Mm. So, first of all, if I'm going to Foxborough Center.
What does that mean, a crap setup?
Down on 140. If I'm going from a competing set, like, if I'm going to get ice cream, I'm going to Dairy Queen.
Oh, I get what you're saying. You know what I mean? You're in a bad spot.
It is, Beetle, it is directly across the street on 140, right at the Rotary down there in Foxborough. Right across the street, literally.
So you're more of a soft ice cream guy than you are a hard ice cream guy. That's what it comes down to. You soft serve guy or you hard ice cream guy? Joe Murray,
like,
what are you in and out
soft
on?
Soft and hard.
You got to pick one. Everyone knows you and I like both.
Come on, Murray.
Okay? But if you had to only eat one the rest of your life, what is it?
I'm a soft guy.
Oh, boo.
There's nothing like good soft ice cream.
Ron's in Hyde Park, man. That's what's gotten me my whole life.
Murray, you ever go to a good clam joint that's got the twist right there with it too?
The old cream and cone down in Dennis.
Easy.
Some onion rings. Top that off with an ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Beetle, what do you have there, Quincy? You got that Tasty Freeze, right?
No, it's Dairy Freeze.
Dairy Freeze. That you're not getting any hard ice cream there.
No, you're not. But and by the way, it's excellent soft serve. If you want soft serve, it's a great spot. Yeah. Been there for a very long time. But I would say that if I could only choose one the rest of my life, it is the classic, classic hard ice cream.
See, like when I go down the Cape, like, I'm a Sunday school guy.
I think it's, yes. Okay, that's the thing. You want to go to cream and cone or Sunday school?
We're whistle stop. Yeah,
I'm going to Sunday school, right? I'm going to Sunday school. I'm getting that coffee Oreo at Sunday school every single time. It's one of the best ice creams in the world at Sunday school down the Cape.
That's part of enjoying your vacation, though. That's like part of Americana. You know what I mean? That's part of the process of going down the Cape. You got to get the clams. You got to get the chowder. You know, you've got to get that type of ice cream down there. But I'm telling you. This brings up a good off-topic thing here, you know, considering, you know, looking for content. McDonald's, sneaky damn good soft-serve ice cream.
Hell yeah.
You know what's funny, Zoe?
Blows your mind.
As you know, I was in Aruba, 3-4 weeks ago? It seems like a lifetime ago now. And they have McDonald's little, like, shed-sized huts on the sidewalk where all you can get is McDonald's ice cream.
Well, you saw, have you seen the McDonald's movie?
And they make whatever you want. They Smart. Make it right there.
The guy who created McDonald's, that was one of the big things that he did. Was
ice cream
huts? If you watched, no, not a hut, but they changed the ice cream over to make these bags. So it's just like, you know, you put it in, you mix it up. Like, it was in the movie, the McDonald's movie about the owner that just came out recently.
Okay.
It was really good.
But that was one of the big things that he changed. Was the ice cream. They're spending so much money on freezing ice cream that he made it more in bag form.
How soft serve is made. He dumped that liquid right into the big
machine. What was that other docuseries movie? It was Super Size. Remember that when it came out?
Yeah. That wasn't
the dude was just like,
he ate McDonald's for 30 straight days?
Oh, my God. I could do that. Easy.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the McDonald's movie, which wasn't
bad. It was about the guy, Crockett.
Ray Crockett. Yeah. Is that his name?
Croc.
Ray Croc.
There you go.
McDonald's movie. What the hell was the name of that thing?
That'd be cool if he bought Betty Crocker.
The Founder. What was the name of it?
Huh.
Michael Keaton played the guy.
He was a damn good character in that movie, too.
Yeah. 617-779-0985. But we got Tiger King in the mix. Soft serve versus hard ice cream. These are the important items that we debate today. And we have Ken and Lowell on the line, which is always a treat. Ken.
Harlequin.
I'm sorry?
Harlequin. You got the strawberry, the vanilla, and the chocolate.
No. That's not Harlequin. That's
Neapolitan.
Neapolitano. That's
Neapolitan.
Yeah, not Harlequin.
Oh, Neapolitan. I don't know what they call it down in New Jersey, but up here it's called Neapolitan. Harlequin. Hey, Zoe. Hey, Beto. Hey, Murray.
Well, I don't know what the hell is going on. Hey, Ken.
Where the hell is Hardy, anyway?
He's at home.
Good question.
He'll be back on
Monday. He's milking it.
Like he's cleaning his house.
He had a couple of off days scheduled that we told him he should go take. Still.
Yep. And I think he needs them.
Yeah.
Is that a pun?
All right.
What?
Whatever. But anyway. Yeah, I don't know what you guys got against the, what do you call it? The
Big Cat
Sweet
Owners?
Caroline.
Oh, Sweet Caroline. I thought you were going to talk about Big Cats with us again.
Like the song sucks.
No, well, I don't know. It's pretty cool. You know, that song was written about the original owner's wife. Her name was Caroline.
Nope,
and they used to do, like, at soccer. You know how they, in European soccer, they sit there in the stands and they sing these chants and whatever?
Yeah. The ole, ole, ole,
ole, ole, all that crap, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's how they used to do back in the day, like 150 years ago.
Huh.
Really, Ken?
I learn something every day.
Anything else you got for us today?
Yeah, I want to ask you about the Iditarod. Who won it?
Oh, I don't know. I saw it on the news a couple weeks ago.
Did you gamble on this, Murray?
On which one?
The Iditarod.
The Iditarod.
No.
Who did you think was going to win, Ken? Did you have a favorite in that one?
Well, I had Lance Mackey because he wanted. He's like the Tom Brady of the Iditarod, and you know, he was drafting in the back. He was like just sitting back at 11 and 12 because. Out there, they had, like, I don't know, 11 feet of snow, and it's all that fluffy snow. So you want to let the guys go ahead of you to create a trail. But he ended up finishing, like, 21st.
They can't.
English-born musher Thomas Werner won the Iditarod.
Ken, you ever watch how they feed these dogs? Like, I watch these, like, documentary shows, like, on Frontier Alaska and stuff. Dirty Jobs did a special on this last week. They have, like, these blocks of food. It's like mush, like old meat that you can't feed humans, but you can feed dogs. It's a certain kind of meat.
Who'd you say your guy was? Lance Mackey?
They cut it with a saw.
Yeah.
Lance Mackey finished 21st.
Yeah, 21st. That's what I said, right?
I thought you said he was going to finish first. He finished 21st.
Well, yeah, he was supposed to because, I mean, he's like the Tom Brady of mushing. But, yeah, so getting back to your point, there was a conspiracy, well, not a conspiracy, but there was like an outrage going on about 10 years ago. They used to put these bitches in front that are in heat and had all the other males behind them.
Yeah.
Chasing after them. And,
did you catch
you know,
the
they're
bitch?
All harnessed up and nobody knows nothing. And the bitches, they're running away from the males, but they can't get anywhere either. Cause
all right, I'll end it there. Oh, my God.
I don't think we were listening to a Pearl Jam song.
Harlequin.
I'm like, Harlequin? Harlequin is like those little dolls they sell on the TV shopping network, isn't it?
Harlequin.
Yelling it louder was apparently going to make it more sensical.
I didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Here's what we got on the board here for calls. We're going to get to all of them coming up after these headlines. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
Yep.
Don and Quincy on the NHL. Tiger King call from Carlos.
Yep.
Another Brady and Patriots call, call on Major League Baseball, and a call on the Red Sox workers. We're going to cover all of that coming up right after these headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.